Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen about school levy funding. This is part one of a two-part interview. Which levies are there that can be passed by a district resident vote?
Okay, well, that's a wide open question. So, as far as levies that require votes, probably the one that people are most familiar with is called a school bond levy, and that is typically used for if you're going to be building a building. Some places will use it for athletic fields or those types of things. That type of levy requires a 60% plus one vote in order to pass. It's called a super levy. Then most every district in the state has what's called a physical plant and equipment levy. That is a 10-year long levy. That can be anywhere from 33 cents up to $1.34. So each district will set their own rate. I believe Highland is at a dollar right now. And then the board has the option of adding another 33 cents. But anyway, that levy has to be renewed every 10 years, and that only requires a 50% plus one. And that is strictly a property tax levy, as is the bond levy. But once again, I'd say it's almost 100% of the school districts in the state of Iowa have a physical plant and equipment levy of some kind. You also have what's called an instructional support levy. Instructional support levy is once again, something that majority of districts in the state of Iowa have. It is also a 10-year levy initially to pass. Once that levy has passed, the school board has the authority every 5 years to renew it without a vote, unless there's a petition to take it to a vote. And once again, that levy requires a 50% plus one. There is one other voted on levy. It's called a PERL, Public Recreation and Education Levy, I believe is what that stands for. That is a 13.5 cent levy that requires a 50% plus one vote in the state of Iowa. The unique thing about that levy is once it's voted in, it remains. It never goes away. It never has to be renewed. But there are only 22 districts in the state of Iowa that have that levy. So it's not a very common one, but a lot of places that do have it will use it for their youth programs and other types of recreational needs. To my mind, those are the voted on levies that I can recall.
So which levies do you think should be made possible by a district vote?
Well, I think the community should vote on any of those levies initially because, you know, I think any time that we're imposing a property tax increase on residents and property holders, they should have the chance to register their approval or disapproval. So I have no issue with the current structure on the levy votes. The 60% bond issue levy does make it pretty challenging to pass. But, you know, once again, if the communities are in favor of the new construction or whatever is being proposed as part of that bond issue, districts seem to be able to obtain that 60%. I know at Washington, they went a long time trying to get a levy passed, but then they had two in a row. So I have no issues with those levies being voted upon by the community.
How can these different levies that are available, what can they do to benefit a district like Highland?
You know, obviously, for example, the PEPL, we use that for a lot of our technology needs. Once in a while, we have to, you know, have some repairs done in our buildings. Right now, we're taking HVAC bids for the elementary, which, you know, PEPL money is going to be used towards that. When we purchase buses, that comes out of that fund. So, you know, there's a variety of needs. We're not allowed to pay any salaries out of PEPL. But certainly a lot of our facility needs come out of that. And the more that we can pay out of a fund other than general fund, that also saves, you know, the ability to have teachers and programming and those things that are educationally related.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen about school levy funding. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.